I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston. Anyone who participates in online social networks has been navigating some potentially hazardous and uncharted territory in recent years. Do I want to be Facebook friends with my mother-in-law? If I post on Twitter, am I Sasha Pfeiffer the person or Sasha Pfeiffer the radio host? Questions like that are tricky enough when you're dealing with family and coworkers. They're doubly tricky when you involve children. That's the case in the small Massachusetts town of Norton, where school administrators have just adopted a first-in-the-state policy that basically forbids teachers from becoming Facebook friends with their students. Teachers are also strongly encouraged not to friend former students. Other school districts, including Foxborough, are looking at similar policies. This has generated quite a lot of fallout online, and WBUR's hubbub blogger Andrew Phelps is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, Sasha. Hey, are we Facebook friends?
If I were on Facebook, we'd be Facebook friends.
Okay.
I'm one of the last holdouts.
Noted.
Andrew, why is Norton doing this? Was there some problem and they felt like we better do something about it?
No. Patricia Anzi, the Norton superintendent of schools, told us the school district is trying to be proactive. It's not in response to any kind of complaints of inappropriate behavior. They're worried about two things. They're worried about the inappropriate relationships that could form between students and teachers, as well as sort of the decorum of teachers in their private lives, the way they might appear to their students. You know, you don't want teachers who are supposed to be role models showing up in pictures from that luau last summer, because that's a bad example.
So this Norton policy has raised questions about the rights of teachers, and basically, to what extent can the school tell them what they can and can't do outside of work in the classroom?
The answer is it's not clear. The ACLU of Massachusetts has come out against this policy, saying it appears to infringe on teachers' First Amendment rights. I talked to the ACLU's Christopher Ott earlier, who told me he's not aware of rules limiting low-tech interactions outside of school.
I mean, if students see a teacher having a glass of wine in a restaurant or something like that, are they going to be in trouble for that as well? You know, how does that differ from seeing a picture of that same glass of wine online?
This totally reminds me of my eighth grade teacher, Mrs. Kavanaugh, who was terrified of a student stumbling upon her enjoying an adult beverage in public, and she lived in a different city to avoid it. I think what's interesting about Facebook is it makes these occurrences much more probable.
Sure. And if you might see a teacher having one glass at a restaurant, but being on Facebook, of course, 100 students could suddenly see that teacher with a glass of wine.
And the picture is immortalized forever.
Exactly. All right. So that's teachers and how they've reacted. Let's talk about students. Mm-hmm. We actually sent our Radio Boston intern, Jason Breslow, right up Comm Ave from our studio to talk to some students at the Match Charter School here in Boston. And Jason asked some kids how they would feel about being Facebook friends with their teachers.
Hi, my name is Genesis. I'm a sophomore. It doesn't really make a difference if teachers and students are friends on Facebook or not, because if they are friends, they could probably like get connected more and actually have a good relationship during class.
Hi, my name is Bibita. I'm a junior. It feels awkward if you have your own private life mixed in with school life. I don't have any of my teachers as friends on Facebook or anything like that.
My name is Rachel. I feel like personally I need to talk to my teachers, and we can't email them because who uses email anymore? We call them and they don't get the call, so Facebook's easiest.
I'm John and I'm a senior at Match. My biology teacher, I added her as a friend, and she always helps me with stuff on Facebook, or I always ask her questions on Facebook. I mean, there's a benefit from having a friend, a teacher on Facebook.
So, Andrew, we heard one student there who was a little weirded out by the idea of being Facebook friends with a teacher. But really, the rest of the kids said it's the best way for anyone to contact them in this day and age, teachers or otherwise. Is that a common sentiment among kids?
Yeah, they're so intelligent. They're like little adults. It's true. I talked to a teacher in Maine who depends on Facebook to talk to her students regularly. Her name is Lindsay Schumann. She's a speech and debate coach at Orono High School in Maine. And she says her students have school email accounts but don't really check it. She says if she needs to reach them in a hurry about practice or cancellation, Facebook is the only way to reach them.
And has she ever had any problems with dealing with having relationships with her students on Facebook?
Yeah, and it goes both ways. One, she feels like everything she writes is under great scrutiny, and she's had to tell students a few times, you know, just because I posted this doesn't mean you have permission to ask me all about it. Just last night, she witnessed a sort of a Facebook flame war among students that she knows but she doesn't teach. They were fighting about a photo that was posted, and here's Schumann.
It made me really uncomfortable to witness a fight like that happening over Facebook there for the public. and I had no authority to step in, to mitigate. So it put me in an awkward place, and eventually I said, I'm making the decision that I'm going to hide any of the students' feed from my news feed.
So teachers who do use Facebook operate in this gray area, and Norton Public Schools has decided to draw a bright line.
Now, Andrew, this is happening just as schools around the state are having to issue new guidelines to try to prevent bullying. And school teachers are also supposed to be aware of bullying that might happen after school, after hours. Now, if you're a teacher, is it possible that being on Facebook could help you identify bullying because you're able to more monitor what your kids do after hours, not on school grounds?
That's what some people are saying, including Christopher Ott, who we heard from earlier from the ACLU. Here's what he has to say about it.
There are some real concerns about, you know, what's going on, you know, in the world of social media in general, and how are teachers supposed to understand that issue if they're cut off from it.
So, there you have it.
Yeah, and if we do become friends on Facebook, I won't poke you.
WBUR web reporter Andrew Phelps, thanks for coming into the studio. You can read more about this whole issue on the blog Hubbub at wbur.org/Boston. Up next, we speak to Kurt Vonnegut's son, Mark. He's a Massachusetts doctor who writes about his struggle with severe mental illness. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.